Improving diversity in science, technology, engineering, and math, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. The University of Kentucky is leading a multi-million dollar initiative with eight other institutions in Kentucky and West Virginia to increase participation of African Americans, Hispanics, and Native Americans in STEM fields. Leading that effort is UK President Eli Capilouto, who joins us again today on UK Perspectives. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Why is it important to attract more diverse populations to science, technology, engineering, and math?
Well, it is a commitment that runs deep at the University of Kentucky. It's a value we hold close in everything we do. And what we recognize through this endeavor is that we need strong partners to help us reach our goal. So we have an all-star lineup. You know, there are nine institutions in total. We've got certainly UK, but also the University of Louisville, West Virginia University, Western, Center College, Marshall University, Kentucky State, West Virginia State University, and Bluegrass Community and Technical College. So all of us working together, I like to say you can make macro things happen if indeed you all work together at the micro level, and that's what we're doing.
I was interested to learn that national studies have shown that underrepresented minorities enroll as STEM majors pretty much at the same rate as their counterparts, but they don't graduate at the same rate. And how is this five-year, $2.5 million National Science Foundation grant going to help address that discrepancy?
You raise a good point, Tom. We know that these students are perfectly capable. They can succeed through some things that we can't entirely understand, they make a choice to move to another field. So we're going to put everything in place. Many people have not had the same experiences of those who persist in these types of activities. The ability to see firsthand and experience research, our work side by side with a health professional, all those kinds of activities with a strong network will be in place so that we can move the needle.
Across the two states and the nine universities, how many students do you think will be affected by this grant?
Our expectations are to touch 5,000 underrepresented undergraduate students across Appalachia.
This grant focuses on undergraduates, and yet it seems to me that students in Kentucky often come to UK unprepared for science courses at the college level. So will we be seeing more of the MOOCs, those massive open online courses like the recent chemistry initiative here at UK that helps prepare incoming freshmen for STEM disciplines?
I believe, Tom, we have 10,000 students enrolled in that course. It is a innovative way to learn. I'm so proud of our faculty who thought of high school students first, students who could live in areas that don't have access to the full complement of science teaching. And we are assessing how effective we are at that. And, you know, we may not be the first time around, but these faculty, they're going to stick with it. They'll revise, reintroduce. If that way doesn't work, the University of Kentucky faculty will find a way to help students better learn and succeed.
In one of your first interviews here at WUKY, you mentioned one of your ambitions was to turn STEM into STEAM by adding arts into the mix. So will arts play a role in this new effort?
Well, it's going to be hard to avoid the arts. This STEM initiative is one funded by the National Science Foundation, $2.5 million grant. Their directives are largely in the STEM area, but given the flexibility that's apparent in our curricular and those at other universities, and given the broad array of talent we have at the University of Kentucky, I think you'll be able to see that future Steve Jobs, you know, that could integrate on a phone that he could imagine before others did, how we'd be able to access music and art. So I fully expect there'll be some arts that's part of this STEAM.
How soon will the effort to diversify undergraduate STEM education at UK begin under this grant?
We've already hit the ground running. And I have to really tip my hat to two individuals on our campus. First of all, Dr. J.J. Jackson, our Vice President for Institutional Diversity. She's done a tremendous job in helping us secure this. And also Associate Professor John A. Parker in our College of Engineering. They have a deep passion for this, and they have a skill set that has me highly confident that we're going to be successful.
Well, thank you. Our guest has been Dr. Eli Capilouto, president of the University of Kentucky. Our complete interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.